settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work, a metaphysical and spiritual show that's designed to open your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. And thanks for joining us. On this show, we bring you communication from the spirit world, from those who have already crossed over and who continue to walk with us and try to look after us. As mediums, we are able to bring you the benefit of their wisdom, and as a result, we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we may never have realized were available to us. And today's show is our mini Akashic reading show. Now, these are our pre-booked readings, but if you would like a reading on our next show, we do this once a month, and we do it on the Monday night show, and we also do it on our Thursday afternoon show. So if you would like to listen to our show tonight, and if you think that you would like a reading yourself, get in touch, and I'll sign you up for the next set of readings. I will need your full name at birth, and that includes your middle names, your date of birth, your telephone number, just in case I lose your email, and one question. And you can email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. So if you sit tight and listen to how we do these tonight, then you get in touch. Of course, if you would like a proper Akashic reading, a full-length Akashic reading that you pay for, then do go to our site and have a look at that. Then it's www.spirit-teaching.com.
Well, hi, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on the wonderful bbsradio.com every Monday night at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific. That's on Thursday, that's 9 p.m. UK time, GMT. We have another radio show, which is Spirit Teaching on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. If you want to know more about us, our books, CDs, Book and Akashic Reading, as Sylvie said, please go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. Every week, I go into a deep trance channel, and live on air, I bring through an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for a group of highly knowledgeable spirits called the White Cloud Group. They are an educational team, and they are here to give us knowledge and information we'd never have access to in any other way. When I go into trance, my spirit and consciousness are transformed, taken somewhere else, until basically so that the spirit world can use my physical body, and then once they've finished with it, they bring me back. And I won't know anything that happens during the time that I've been away, or anything that any details of the physical life at all. I sometimes remember the places that I've been to, and sometimes I don't. It doesn't really matter. The point is that then that would become an obstacle, or could become an obstacle, to my being able to have an out-of-body experience. And that's the end of me.
Absolutely, so, and you're going to do just that now.
I'm going to do just that.
Okay.
So, goodbye for now, for this week, and another time then.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you a little bit about Gregory Hay, who's going to be speaking to us tonight. As always, he's our resident guest, spirit guest. He walked the earth 300 years ago, and after his passing, he was asked if he would like to train to be the representative of this educational group. And they were going to be helping the people of the earth discover a more harmonious way of life, to understand the implications of what we are doing to our planet, and hopefully guide us towards stability. The White Cloud Group, who he is the spokesperson for, consists of eminent scientists, physicists and scholars, as well as ordinary people, and between them they have vast knowledge and insight. They try to help us to look at the bigger picture of life, to think outside of the box and explain situations that affect us and our future, and of course those who wish to come after us, who haven't had a physical life yet. But like I say, this week we're doing our mini Akashic readings, and although they are pre-booked, if you would like to listen and enjoy the show, and then you maybe decide that you would like a mini free Akashic reading on another show when we do that in about a month's time, then we will need your full name at birth, including a middle name, your date of birth, your telephone number, and one question. And email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. And they last about 10 minutes. So, hello, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friend.
Hi.
With love and light, as always, be upon your pathway and your journey.
Thank you. I guess I ought to tell everybody how I know that you're here, because when you come, and Mick's actually vacated his physical body and you're here, it's a different expression on Mick's face.
Well, yes, and also perhaps some of the worry lines disappear.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right then. Would you like to briefly explain to, until we get our first caller, about what an Akashic reading is?
Yes, absolutely so. An Akashic reading, my dear friends, is that we ourselves are able to look at your Akashic book of life. You as a being have not only just had a physical life, of course, but you are a spirit. And as such, you are a spirit who is a part of God, that which you refer God to be. All through your life in the spirit world, you have done things, you have acquired things, you have constructed certain situations, avenues in life, which have helped to shape other people's lives, helped to form perhaps knowledge and understanding and awareness of other worlds, other situations which create wellness with others and understanding for all beings in the spirit world to grasp upon when it is perhaps that they need this certain knowledge or information. So in the spirit world, you actually have possibly a great deal to do. After all, you have been there forever. So forever is a very long time. And as a pure spirit being, you are, of course, identified as this because you are a part of what, as I say, what God is. When we look through the Akashic book, we can see the situations of your spirit life and how that has now affected your character as it is revealed today, and as it has been revealed throughout your physical life. So much of the character forming that happens in your physical life is not just due to the environment and the pressures surrounding that, your relationships in physical life. It is also to do with who you were in the spirit world.
Okay. Well, I remember last time that we did this, I was saying that our caller was late and they were on the line. So they're not on the line now, are they?
Yes.
No. You are. You see, it happened again. I didn't hear the
beep.
Did you hear a beep?
No, I didn't. So I didn't know if you could hear me or not, and I didn't say anything.
No, that's right. That's fine. I'm sorry, Rebecca. Anyway, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. Good evening, Sylvia and Gregory.
Yeah.
Good evening, my dear friend Rebecca. Thank you so much for joining us. It is an absolute delight to be in your vibration at this time, my dear friend. And as I look upon this, your Akashic book, as I open the pages, my dear friend, I can see that you actually have a great depth of your character. You are a very deep and inspiring being that actually creates a very harmonious atmosphere wherever you go. You're not a frantic being. You're not a being in trouble at all. You are a being who is very quietly residing, if you like. I'm not saying that you're a mouse, but mm-hmm. I'm saying that you are very assured of your life in the physical world. And this actually comes through, my dear friend Rebecca, because of your journey in the spirit world. Your doorkeeper is a being by the name of Running Dog Barks Loudly. And Running Dog Barks Loudly is actually a being who was a Mandan, of the Mandan race of Native American beings. And he actually lived many, many hundreds of years ago. He, Running Dog, actually tells me that he was actually in the physical world in around the 1400s mm-hmm. of your side of life, in your calendar. And that he actually was a being who had a great wealth of knowledge with him. And he has carried that wealth of knowledge through to inspire many other beings. So in a sense, you almost feel at times how this applies to your life is that you almost feel at times as though you have this otherworldly knowledge. And of course, this is of great depth, really, because you do, which relies upon your spirit pathway, but also because of the fact that you knew him at and before the point of you joining with your physical state here and having a physical journey. So the situation with Running Dog is that actually he has known you for a very long time. He is a being who actually was somewhat of a herbalist and medicine being. So this is something that at sometimes you may feel as though you can see someone who is in front of you and that you seem to very closely identify with their illnesses or with what may be ailing with them, and you are very forward in making suggestions as to how they may recover in their journey or actually how they may proceed. You are someone who cares a great deal about your physical state, and I am sure to say here that we can see throughout the pages of your book that this is something both acquired during your physical life and also it is pre-knowledge to do with your spirit journey before you had a physical life. So, my dear friend, you actually hail from the Hellingquist soul group. Hellingquist soul people are actually people who have a very deep spirituality, as if you almost wondered where has this all come from? What has it got to do with you? Well, my dear friend, it has a very great deal to do with you because you are a person, as I say, of very great harmony. And Hellingquist people are absolutely punishingly obvious about their knowledge. They bring knowledge as though it was some sacred art. And really to you, my dear friend, your life has become, or in a sense, a sort of a journey of sacred art for you, that you actually look at something, you may look at a situation, and not necessarily studying the situation, but you actually see the revealed artistry of that situation. So it's almost as though you see situations as a being outside of yourself, like you sometimes actually will visit with people and you will say, you will actually find yourself experiencing, understanding what is going on in front of you, though at times you may even feel that you're not a part of it, that you're just this observer. And this is something which then sits in very deeply with your soul heritage, because you are a being who has many a sacred journey. And I would have to say as well, I can see in your Akashic book that many journeys that you have had before you had a physical life. I'm not saying that you had many earth physical journeys. What I'm saying, though, is that you have had many journeys in relation to other people, that you have helped them, you have been a helper, you have been a spirit guide, you have even been a doorkeeper to several individuals, which is quite remarkable, but not really, because, you see, Lindquist people are really to do with the way in which they are relating and silently witnessing many other people's lives. This is the kind of feeling that you sometimes get when you are in close proximity with people, or even when you're in the street. You just take in a view and it's there, imprinted in your mind. You don't have to relate to it again until later, and there it is, still in its glorious color, in just the same way as you had remembered it.
Okay. Yes. So, Rebecca, have you got any questions?
My question was actually related to right livelihood, as far as, I guess, gainful employment. I'm not working right now, and it seems like I'll go in a direction and nothing happens. There's no spark or anything, and it's one of those, oh, not meant to be, but I just don't know what the next step is that I should do.
Yes, quite so. I can see that, my dear friend, but this is quite strange, really, because I can see that you have been trying so hard, and that it actually appears to be that you have such a live personality within yourself, and that, in fact, it is almost as though things don't work out because it's not because you don't grasp it, but just because they, as you say, it hasn't been quite the right thing, or something has not clicked. It isn't to do with your personality. It is more to do with people feeling that at times they are perhaps, how can I say this, that they are sometimes overpowered by your sensitivity and by your knowledge. It's as though you have this great knowledge, you see, and people may at times feel a bit threatened by it.
Is she looking in the right areas?
Well, yes, I would say that the point is, my friend, that what you really need to do is to explore the pathway of your own inner gifts. This is something which means that you don't necessarily just do something automatically that you had been taught or that you had trained for technically, or that you had felt, oh, well, this will do, this will perhaps help me in my work. The point is that you need to do something which actually creates the benefits of your own inner gifts that you have. And, my dear friend, that is really something that you haven't really completely explored. I would suggest, my friend, that you take a course in Reiki healing or something like that if you can. And because you are actually a being who, if you aren't really dealing with people, because you are actually someone who is so knowledgeable, you see, you could actually do a great deal of benefit with other people. You just need to find yourself in the right position. Sometimes in order to do that, it may well be that you actually need to create the pathway yourself, and rather than rely upon others. I feel, though, that you could get some temporary work, perhaps, if that is something that you need to do to tide you over, something which is less, perhaps, using the brain, but more just doing something, yes, something which is less enjoyable, perhaps, but is a means to an end.
Yeah.
Only as a short time interlude, you see, to mend your broken fences,
mm-hmm,
kind of thing, so that you can then actually complete the pathway that you should be on. And I'm saying, really, that the pathway you should be on is to do with the healing arts, is to do with painting, and that kind of thing is something you would be very good at. You actually also have a very good way with words. It's something that you don't use. So these are all ways in which you can move forward.
Okay. Well, Rebecca, we've come to time, honey, I'm afraid.
No, this is great. I just want to thank so much, and this really just reaffirms things I know and also gives me more insight on what I need to pursue, and God bless both of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you so, my dear Ben. God bless, Ben.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I think we'll be going straight into the next one as soon as her book dissolved.
Yes.
But I'll just have to guess when somebody's there.
Yes, not yet.
Apparently not. So, the thing is, it's fascinating. I don't think I've ever heard a mini or a full Akashic reading that I haven't found totally fascinated by.
Yes, absolutely so. Absolutely so, because everyone's journey, every single physical being's journey is absolutely glorious, really. You just need to understand the way of
it. There we go. We've got a little beep. Hello, is that Enrique?
Yes, this is. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Greg.
Hi.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. Here's your reading.
Hello, Enrique.
How are you, Gregory?
Hello, my friend. How wonderful to be able to speak with you.
Likewise.
And I can say from the outset, my dear friend, you really do have quite a vibration about you. There are many children around you. There is such a vibration, such an energy, and you have a very positive outlook and a positive attitude. This is something which actually can really definitely permeate throughout your life. You have not had it all easy. You have had some very difficult times. As I look through your Akashic book, I can see, my dear friend, that your life had actually been quite difficult at points, and you have, as many do, stumbled and staggered about once or twice, but that actually, my friend, the gifts that you have are your incredible gifts of love deep within a self, which actually rebound around and reverberate around throughout your family life. This is a very auspicious situation that you are actually currently finding yourself in. I am aware that you need help in certain directions, but my friend, you just really need to connect with the being that you are, and also with your doorkeeper, who happens to be a man of Mayan descendancy, and his name is Gorbalek. And Gorbalek is a man of the 1200s. He came out of physical life. That was when he had a physical life, in 1232. And he actually, Gorbalek is a person who brings a certain amount of mystique to your character. He is a being who is very particular, is trying so very hard to not interfere in your life in a sense, but also waiting patiently for you to respond to certain situations. Now, I understand, my friend, that you have quite a deep spiritual attitude. This is something which is not unknown to you. It is something that you actually had in your childhood, but as, in fact, you have actually been swayed this way and that by different callings, by different feelings of, oh, well, do I go in this direction? This looks very attractive. And actually being drawn to certain spiritual connections of different forms of thought and different forms of practice. The thing is that Gorbalek brings to you this situation of a very deep-seated desire to learn spiritual truth and also to be in the upper house of harmony. And this is something which reverberates very well with you, with children. So you would be something almost as though you respond and they respond to you like a kindred spirit, or at least they can do, because you don't get cross and grumpy. You don't act out of character with them. It's just a part of your innate character which is showing through. And in actual fact, to do with your character, my friend, you actually hail from the soul group of Cylindra, and Cylindra is the soul group of continuity. This is a situation of stability, which moves throughout your physical life because it is actually to do with your spirit development in the spirit world. This is actually, Solyndra is actually to do with the soul group of, it's as though you've always had this inner harmony, but you didn't quite know where it was born from. You, because you actually had some upsets as a child, you actually had some situations that you really didn't understand, and so how could that be something which assimilates all the way through your life? But it really does, because, my dear friend, the situation has been that gradually through your life you have unfolded, and you have been a being who has attracted, who is attractive. You are an attractive being, and you are attractive to others. You, it's in a sense, you can walk into a room and people feel the love coming from you, feel your loving vibration. Animals would also respond very well to you, as well as children. And in actual fact, my dear friend, you, in your spirit connection with Solyndra, this is something which gives you this great depth of background, as though you are really self-assured. It isn't something that has come from your physical walk of life, but is actually something which is innate within your spirit character. What they're saying and what your various beings who are with you are saying, that you really need to stand more firm upon the situations of your life that you know are true. Deal with truth, only with truth. Don't allow anything else to wander in and upset your life, because you are a being who really needs that as a foundation to live by. And it is something most centrally important, that, and having, trying to establish and build upon this really pure spiritual love that you have so deep within you, and that really almost in a sense almost comes out from every pore.
Okay, Enrique, your questions?
Okay, the main question I have is really, are there any deep-seated issues that you can identify that can be resolved, and how do I release these energies?
Well, my dear friend, I'm saying, my dear friend, that these are situations, you see, because of the fact that you have this great, incredible storehouse of love within yourself, you really just need to come into real full contact with it. The problem has been that you are assuaged at times by other energies who lead you in a different direction that you really don't want to face. The problem is you're such a well-mannered being that you don't like to upset the apple cart, and you unfortunately then find yourself down a pathway that you wish that you hadn't gone down. And the situation then is that you can make restorative measures in your life purely by sitting, purely by meditating for the right things, saying at the very outset of a meditation, I have this problem I wish to resolve. Please help me, dear friends in the spirit world, my spirit guides, help us second to none, that kind of thing. And that asking for this highest and best vibration to help you to heal these situations so they no longer affect your life. They only affect your life if you allow them to. That is the first stroke of play to realize and enact in your life, that you, in fact, my dear friend, have command of your life. Don't allow these energies to distort your view or the outcome of certain situations.
Are you talking about physical people when you say that? Gregory?
Yes, absolutely so. And I'm also saying about situations that you come upon, and also I am saying to do with other energies that people give you, almost as though at times, you see, there are other energies from people who are perhaps not as wholesome as you are, Enrique. And I'm saying that you need to know when to close the door, back away from that, and actually not allow it. And also study and learn the art of protection of self.
I see.
This is most important, the protection of self, my friend, because at times there are people around you who actually would like to take you, how do you say on your side of life, for a ride.
Right.
lead you astray. They want to use you or your ability for some purpose of their own, and you don't actually see it coming necessarily because you're such a well-being, a well-meaning being.
And presumably because he is so sensitive, he picks up the different energies from these people.
Oh, yes, absolutely, my friend. And sometimes you could even be driven to bed. You may have headaches and that kind of thing.
Yes. I feel like I'm really sensitive to people's vibrations, that I can read easy what their intentions are, but it's hard not to get influenced that way.
Oh, yes, absolutely, my friend. And what I am saying, you see, because you really need to establish this very secure self-protectionism, you understand. You leave yourself too open at times. You're so loving and so giving. You just, and people take advantage. And in that case, my friend, you need to adopt these certain principles. They're very specific. You need to learn the art of mirror protection and that kind of thing, which will actually help protect you psychically, will help protect the perfect love within a self, the inner harmony, which is so perfect and pure that you need to connect with more and more and more. The more that you do this, my friend, the higher your vibration you will illuminate, and therefore it will just help you to see more clearly when these situations are arising. I know you're seeing them at the moment, but the problem is, my friend, you're just taken in by it and you're not responding to it. Remember that the situation will become that you will hear the inner voice of love and reason, and they will warn you away from them. Take heed to it. Respond to it. Don't just think that it's a fictitious faction of your mind. It isn't.
I understand. In the art of mirror protection, I'm not really understanding what you mean by art of mirror protection.
Yes, absolutely so, my dear friend. I will be happy to. What you do is you take a small hand mirror, and what you do is in your bathroom, you would stand in front of the large mirror, perhaps, that you have, and you would hold your hand mirror, and you would look at the reflection as you move it around your head, you see? First of all, you would move it to the side, and what you do is you bring into your mind, into your eyes, into your mind, the vision that you see of what you look like. So you're looking at what you look like to other people. Yes?
Yes.
And in doing this, you are recording in your mind exactly what you look like to the outside world. And you will use this mirror to go all the way around you to try to cover every single part of your physical being. Do this over a period of time. It's not going to come easy because it's due to your mental retention of what you actually look like. And what you will do is, as you use the mirror to bring about this image of yourself, you will gradually form a mirror image which will act as a protective shield for you. And this will then be something that you can invoke at times when you feel under pressure from other beings that may assail you, that may want to take your time, take your precious energy. You may even come up against energy vampires that leaving you feeling very drained at the end of a meeting or with them or something like that, and feeling very negative about their situation.
I feel those
and that is
often.
What you will need to bring into yourself. Also, you can use your hand over your solar plexus if it is something that you weren't expecting, perhaps a telephone conversation or something like that.
I see. Yes, because I do feel that drainage happening very much, and I do thank you very much, Gregory, for your advice and your help and your love.
Well, my dear friend, the joy is ours in being able to communicate with you and speak with you in this way. May love always be your pathway, my friend.
And peace, love, and light to you also. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Enrique.
Thank you very much, Sylvie. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I mean, that is the sort of information. The mirror information and the hand over the solar plexus is information that is anybody that feels that they can be sympathetic to that, how you were talking about how this Enrique is feeling,
yes,
can take that on board and do it themselves. Anybody can do that for protection.
Absolutely so. All mediums should really learn it as a part of their basic developmental training to do with any work with the spirit world. You need to have that situation in hand.
But you can call up protection.
Absolutely
when you
so.
Want it.
Yes.
Okay, is anybody there? No. Is anybody there?
I haven't hung up yet. I'm going to hang up now.
Oh, okay.
Yes, thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Thanks, Enrique.
Thank you.
Okay, so,
yes,
yeah.
You see, the situation is that, as I say, it should really form a part of a person's basic training in mediumship, mm-hmm. but also for anyone's physical life. Many people come up against situations that they feel great difficulty in dealing with. They fail at the first hurdle or whatever. As our friend here was saying, that even with situations of others, loved ones perhaps, or just others in the physical life having an impact upon that life, it actually makes you feel as though you are disintegrating in front of them because they suck your energy or because of some other demand that they're placing upon you which you feel you cannot fulfill, yet you feel obliged to try.
Well, you do, because you are developing your sensitivity. You're becoming more sensitive, generally, and yet it's a catch-22, isn't it? It's a double-edged sword, really. You pick it up. You pick everything up.
Oh, yes, absolutely so. Yes, you have to be discerning about what you take on board in your life. You cannot heal all the world's problems. You can try, of course, but you need to be prepared if you are going to take on that task.
Okay. So, I don't know if Heather's there yet. No, not yet. Okay. But the situation with the mirrors, I mean, you don't have to be a sensitive or a medium to do that. It's something that anybody can do, even if they're not developing their sensitivity.
Oh, yes, absolutely so. Yes, quite so.
It's good to be able to do that.
Yes.
And it's not easy.
No, it is not easy. It is all about not just visualization, but actually being able to capture that image and have it work for you in your consciousness and being able to use your mind in a sufficient way that you can actually call upon it so that you really, really do have the ability to use it in a way that's an advancement for you. That really is the main point of the situation.
And I think it's only if you've been doing it for a while that you maybe start to feel the benefit of it, and then it becomes, you feel like you're getting somewhere.
Yes, absolutely so. That is so true.
So is the phone going to bleep this time when somebody's there?
I feel it will, my friend.
No, but that's okay. Might be a couple of minutes late. That's all right.
Yes.
So, do you actually enjoy doing these Akashic readings?
Oh, yes, very much so, my dear friend, because it gives us an opportunity to meet with so many other people and actually to enjoy ourselves looking and studying through this wonderful Akashic book, this myriad of journeys that have been undertaken, that really 10 minutes or even an hour is never enough, because the journeys are so intricate and the level of communication and information within those journeys is just absolutely perfect. It depends, of course, on what pages we turn, and we really try to look at significant avenues in these short readings so that we can actually bring something of care and control and useful advice for the individual to take on board for their life journey. In the other readings, of course, that we do, which are much longer and much more involved, we tend to take a more pragmatic look, not just at the life journey in physical state, but also exploring in much greater depth the situation of your life experiences and what has actually helped to really shape and form your life. Do not forget, of course, that the Akashic book in many of the pages illuminates in a holographic image, an actual image in real time that shows us the study of the different energies and situations at work in that life,
mm-hmm.
and the responses of what that person has actually experienced, even though they didn't experience it as a physical being, but may have done so in, as a spirit being, as a pure spirit energy love from God, you see.
Are you there, Heather?
Heather is not there.
It's not there, no. Okay, so, well, what I was thinking was that also you explain to people in these Akashic readings if they say, for instance, in the full Akashic reading, if they've had a life on another planet, on another world, and they will find out things like that, won't they?
Yes, absolutely.
In the full reading.
Yes.
And also, we've started doing one-to-ones with Gregory in the last few weeks because we didn't do that before.
No, quite so.
And you can ask as many questions as you like in a full reading, phone reading with Gregory.
Yes, because it is only time sensitive.
Yes.
So it's really a matter of how quickly you can think on your feet.
Well, yes, I always say to people,
write the questions down.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely. But you've got 50 minutes, well, between 50 minutes and an hour, because you know Gregory. So
I'm not stuck for words.
No, exactly.
Well, the point is, there is just so much to pick out. And what we try to do is to use the most sensitive and the most necessary wording that we can in order to fully realize what is important for that student of life to observe and to understand about their own inner character. Perhaps it's something that they didn't actually realize was pertinent to their life. Where did they have all those feelings about, for example, perhaps it was a person who has never actually properly responded or feels that they've properly responded to other people's passing.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually that can be because they are from a specific soul group, which is not to say that they are cold about people's passing, but that they actually have to be, perhaps that they were witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be there as witnesses to other people's lives so that they can help them and help others in the sequence of events leading up to their passing. And this is so necessary in the spirit world because much of the work, of course, that we as a group do is actually toward helping people heal their lives after having had a physical life, and then they find that perhaps there are certain avenues of their life which remains undone or which perhaps they have a complication of their life that then becomes something of a great difficulty.
Yes, well, I think people don't realize, and you can't imagine that where you come from in the spirit world, your soul group, will have such an impact on your personality and character here, because we automatically just think of genetics and our families.
Yes,
lines,
absolutely so,
you know?
Yes. Yes, and everything stemming from the family group.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't stem from the family group. Have you ever wondered why it is that people in one family don't necessarily get on if you're like chalk and cheese? Or, you see, if you're having a relationship with other people in your family and you fight like cat and dog, well, why is that? It's quite simple, because you aren't from the same soul group.
Mm.
And there are so many different avenues. It doesn't mean to say that there's disharmony in the spirit world from people from different soul groups, but just that different people have different thought principles, and that is what comes through their life plan.
Mm. Absolutely. So anyway, I'd just like to say that, don't forget, if you would like a mini Akashic reading, we will be doing another bout of shows in a month's time.
Yes.
So we will need your full name at birth, including middle names, your date of birth, your telephone number, one question, and you can email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. I haven't got the dates at the moment, but I'm sure we can fit you in on one or the other day. We have the Monday evening show and the Thursday afternoon show.
Yes, yes.
And to find out more about us, you can go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. Well, I don't know. I don't think Heather's going to make it tonight. So maybe I'll have to email her and see what happened.
Yes, rebook her for another time.
For another show, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I was going to say something, and I can't remember. It's gone out of my head now about the readings.
Yes. Well, you see, so the point is, my dear friend, that when you have an Akashic reading, it isn't just about your physical life journey. It is to do with so much more than that. And it may be that at times there will be parts of your life where, with other readings, you would have situations of communication between yourself and other beings from the physical world who have now passed to spirit. It isn't to say that because the readings that we do not contain those, that they don't exist, or that they are somehow held in a different dimension or a different part of the book. It just means that we had felt that for a proper full Akashic reading, after all, it is really pertaining to your life and why you are the being that you are, how you have come this far. And it isn't that your life journey this far is the result of all of the beings that you have met in your physical life. As I say, it's actually due to your spirit journey. And your spirit journey, it appears to us, is far more important to you than you actually realize. So that is why it's important for you to understand fully that your spirit journey is something which is integral to your life. It is actually a part of your earth physical experience. It's just that perhaps you as a physical being don't quite correlate with the fact that you actually are a being who has one foot in the physical world and the other foot in the spirit world permanently. This is something which you can just dip in and out of if you wish it, if you illuminate yourself in that vibration to understand it. So what we bring about with this Akashic book reading that we give is a true dimensional crossover between the different realities of your life and how those realities have affected you. As I say, within a short reading, we try to condense it as much as possible, which is perhaps the reason why I talk so quickly and in trying to get so much out, because there is so much to do and so much to look at, but I try to make it as pertinent as possible to that physical life.
Absolutely, and we do say that we will give you the name of your soul group and your doorkeeper's name, and
yes,
you know, obviously you'll get much more than that in a full reading. You'll get guides' names and you'll get all sorts, but I mean, I don't know of any other way that, because it's pretty hit and miss when people give you guides, you know, the names of the people that work with you, very often, anyway, I find. And soul groups, well, forget it. I don't think I know of anybody that actually does give a soul group name.
No, quite so.
So it's very specific.
It is very specific and unique to the individual that we are reading, that we are opening the book for. And don't forget that this is a very precious item. This is your book of life, which only we are able to locate and open at your request. We cannot open this book of life if you do not give us the full permission for it. We don't ask your doorkeeper, we ask you, the individual.
And you do this by asking for the reading and giving us permission to do that, by giving us your full name and your date of birth. So
yes,
it's quite interesting, actually, because Gregory says, you know, you'd be surprised at how many people have got, you know, how many John Smiths or whatever. Well, even not that common, even obscure names, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Are born
so
on the same day.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's incredible. So that's why we need middle name.
Yes, because it really does pinpoint exactly who we are talking with. We don't need to have the actual data to do with whereabouts the person was born, because it's actually obvious to do with the inquiry. And once we have linked with the actual Akashic book that we find before the program, we will actually illuminate that book and make sure that the energies are the same.
Oh, right.
And that is actually how we tie it in, so that we know that we actually have the right book. So even if there are many other Enriques of the same birth date, we actually know who we are talking of.
So you pay them a visit?
Specifically. Oh, yes, absolutely so, yes. And looked at their life, yes, in situ, as it were, as they go about their daily business. We're not prying, do not misunderstand me. We're not there to...
Well, you're doing your homework. You're doing your research. This is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes, of course, yes.
You know, gathering and collating information.
Yes, so we are studying the passages of the life and what is actually happening in the mind to either create a perfect pathway or pathway of distress. And in that way, we're able to perhaps unify that life for that individual.
Well, that's even more personal then, isn't it, than just a sort of, not a cold reading from the book, but you know what I mean. I mean, you actually go there and familiarize yourself with the person that's going to have the reading get to know them a little bit beforehand.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So that doesn't mean to say that we want you to feel as though you're being observed, because it isn't like that. It is very... This is a very personal situation, and it is something which is in complete and utter confidence. It is only private between those we speak to at the time.
Mm. Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left, or minutes left or something.
Yes, I understand.
But do you ever meet the relatives of these people when you're... working on their case, as it were?
You mean the relatives of those in the spirit world?
Yes. The relatives of yes, they are in the spirit world, of the people that you're going to read.
Well, very rarely at this moment in time, because the vibration of what we are looking at is so very different to the vibration that many people are viewing or are living within. I'm not saying that we are ascended above their vibration, I'm just saying that it's different. And our concentration in the efforts to illuminate the book itself, you see, it takes a great deal of energy to illuminate. It takes a lot of energy to make the book, to allow it to open so that it actually displays the holographic images that we are then talking of to describe the life. It takes a great deal of loving energy in order to do this, and this is something which is very much enclosed in the situation in the reading itself.
Hello.
Oh, Heather.
Yes, I'm so sorry I had an emergency. I couldn't get on the phone till now, but
okay.
If you have any time at all, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, I'm going to book you in for something else another time.
All right, thank you so much. All right, bye-bye.
And I'll make it as quick, and I'll get back in touch with you by email later, all right?
Great, thank you so much.
All right, please, no problem.
Please do not worry over it, my dear friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. No problem.
We will talk later.
Great, wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so, goodbye.
Yes, so what was I saying? I have no clue what I was saying.
Yes, my friend. Well, you were about to close, in fact.
Was I?
Yes, actually. Yes,
okay,
because the situation was really that
two.
We were, yes,
okay.
And we have really come to the end of it. So that is it. I hope that you have enjoyed the situation, and that we are so sorry that Heather was unable to join with us, but as you can see, we are going to join with her at another time, and we send you our love, my dear friend. We know that this was a bit of an event that you had to overcome, and we understand completely. Take no worry over it. We give you our love, my friends, at all times, and we say God bless upon your journey of light.
Okay, thank you, Gregory. Okay, well, we hope you've enjoyed the show, and join us and our friends again next. Well, it's Thursday we're on again next, and that's our other Akashic Reading show. That's fully booked as well, but, like I say, do get in touch if you want to join us on the next batch, which will be in a few weeks' time. With I need your full name at birth, including middle name, your date of birth, your telephone number, one question and email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. Do visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. My name is Sylvie Avery, and thank you so much for listening to Spirit's Work. So until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.